Bezrat Hashem, I'd like to mention at the outset this evening a fascinating insight of the Miri regarding a Mishnah in Avos that we are all familiar with. The Tana tells us, Hevi Zohir b'mitzvah kama k'chav mura, that one should be just as mindful of a mite mitzvah, literal translation, as a more serious one. And the Miri gives a very, very interesting explanation. He says very simply, but profoundly, because the message of the more severe mitzvah many times is reflected in the lighter mitzvah. For example, Kiddush Friday night is what I would call a mitzvah kama. It's poshut to take a glass of wine, grape juice. You say Kiddush, it's a mitzvah kama, no problem. You don't have to prepare, you don't have to look over the halachas. Get into habit saying Kiddush Friday night. For 120 years you say Kiddush, who gives it a second thought? The mitzvah Pesach is a mitzvah hamura mi'ol. You have to begin preparing for Pesach months before, getting matzahs, cleaning the house for chometz, getting rid of every crumb. It's an enormous job, occupies the whole household, Both mitzvahs, Kiddush and Pesach, teach us the exact same thing, that the Eibershter created the world and that he took us out of Mitzrayim miraculously, that he created and ruled the world. That's the message of Pesach, and that's the message of Kiddush Friday night. I wanted to share with you tonight, Bezrat Hashem, an interesting observation that I once made, that this explanation of the Miri is very, very relevant for us during the month of Elul, as we very quickly, too quickly, approach the Yemei HaDin. Let me share with you the words of the Rambam regarding the Kiyah Shofar. The Kiyah Shofar is what I would call a mitzvah hamura ma'od. We perform it once a year. It's very dramatic, maybe the most dramatic mitzvah in the whole Torah. Men, women, even children, everyone comes to hear the Kiyah. The Baal Tokeya has to practice. He has to blow the tkiyas with a lot of dikdukim and mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah hamura ma'od. It's a focal point of the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says as follows in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Afu pishet kia shofar barosh Hashanah gzeres hakosu. Remez Yeshbo. Essentially, it's Xeris HaKosav. I'm just translating for emphasis, obviously. Komar, Uru Yesheni Mishinaschem. Those of you who are sleeping should awaken from your sleep. V'nir Doming, Hekitsu Mitridmaschem. Those who are slumbering should awaken from their slumber. Chip Suba Maasechem. Search your deeds carefully. Chizru b'tshuva, return in tshuva to Hashem. V'zichru borachem, and remember your Creator. Those are the words of the Rambam. Now I'm going to share with you a Rambam that is not as all so well known. The Rambam speaks about a mitzvah kama ma'od. And I would emphasize the word, I would underline kama 10 times and underline ma'od 10 times. And that's the mitzvah of saying brachos. A whole day long, we say brachos. Very hard to say a bracha with a kavana, because we started to say brachos when we were babies, little kids. We say them a whole day long. It's no effort, no difficulty, no expense. The whole thing takes a couple seconds and you said the bracha, you finished with the mitzvah. And listen what the Rambam says about a mitzvah kamo like brachas. In Perek Aleph of Hilchas Brachas, in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says as follows. Just as we say a bracha for hanoah, any benefit that we have from the world, so too we say a bracha on any mitzvah that we do. And then we say brachas, many other brachas, the Chazal were masaking, as praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. And he concludes the halacha by saying, Kedei niskor es borei tomid, afu pi shalonena v'lo osa mitzvah. In order that we should constantly remind ourselves of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The exact same reason he gives for brachas that he gives for tkiyas shofar. And in case we miss the message in Halacha Gimel, in Halacha Dalet he repeats it. He says, all the brachas, therefore, he says, are three categories. Birchas HaNenin, Birchas HaMitzvahs, and brachas of hodah, thanksgiving and praise and requesting of Hashem. And he ends Halacha Dalet, Kedei Nishkor Es HaBorei, Tomi Gulayiro Mimenu, that we should remember Hashem constantly and have a fear of Him. So I wanted to share with you these two Rambams. One speaking about a mitzvah chamura mi'od, tkiyas shofar, and the other a mitzvah kama mi'od, saying brachas. And he gives the exact same reason for tkiyas shofar and for making brachas. The same reason that we should remember Hashem, we should be aware of Hashem a whole day long in the sense of brachas and on Rosh Hashanah. It's a very, very good example of what the Miri says in the Mishnah. Yevizor b'mitzvah kamo kavachamura. So the conclusion we come to is an obvious one. If the whole purpose of brachas is to remind us of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the whole reason for blowing the shofar, then we come to an obvious conclusion that part, not only a part, but a major part of our efforts during Elul to prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yisrael Shemei Tshuva, is to be mechazek ourselves in the brachas that we say a whole day long. And I wanted to share some thoughts with you on that subject, Bezrat Hashem, this evening. Appreciate the hashkof of the Rambam and brachas more easily if we turn to a Gemara in brachas, Lamed Hay. Fascinating Gemara. Omar Shmuel, kol hanene min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, ki unene mikotshei shamayim. A person can't be nene, can't have any personal benefit from something which is Kodesh. It's an Iser of Nimo. So the Gemara says if a person has any enjoyment from Olam Hazeh without a bracha, He's Moab. He's heavy nene from Kochin. Shenemar, Mashem Ho'oretz U'mumoam. It's not only the Beis Hamikdash and the Korbanos and everything in it that belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole world is his. So a person who's nene from the world without saying a bracha, he's Moab. He's nene mikotshe shemayim. Rabbi Levi Romi, Siv Hashem Ha'oras U'mumoam, one posik, Uksiv Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Ha'oras Nosan Livnei Adam. Contradiction. The heavens the Eibishter kept for himself, and the land, the earth, he gave to us. Gives to us as a gift to do with it as we wish. You give a person a present, it's his. He can do with it anything that he wants with it. But the Gemara says, Mo kashya, it's not a question, not a question, not a contradiction. Kan kodem bracha, kan li acher bracha. Before the bracha, we say, Hashem ho'ores imamo'o. The world and all that it contains belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. After we say a bracha, and we recognize his bainus of the world, and that it is he who gives us reshus to benefit and to enjoy what he has placed into the world. Then we say, Oretz Nosan Livnei Adam. You see from these few lines of the Gemara how the whole yisod of brachas is based to inculcate within us the awareness that the world belongs to Hashem, that we should constantly have in mind that the Eibishter owns the world. Every time a person takes a drink of water, every time he takes a bite of a cookie, every time he sits down to a meal, he reminds himself, the Chazal made takonos of brachas, to remind ourselves that we're eating that which is his, and he's giving us permission to eat. If not, we can't eat it. We're not only gazmoni, taking that which doesn't belong to us, but we're taking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's an Easter of Mila. We're being nene from Kochim without his reshus. I want to share with you another Gemara here following on Lamed Hei Omed Beit. A fascinating Gemara, where we see this hashkofa reflected in a different way. Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, kol anena min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, ki hu gozel ma'akodesh baruch hu u'knesses Yisrael. A person's nena mi olam hazeh without a bracha, he's stealing from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. He's stealing from Hashem, Rashi explains the bracha. He's stealing from Klal Yisrael, because in the schus of brachas, the Eibishter blesses the fruits of the land. It's a bracha for agricultural productivity in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, gozel ovi ve'imo, the Omer, Ein Pesha, Chover Hu Me'ish Mashvis, whose Aviv is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hamohu Avicho Kinecho, Ein Imo El Knesses Yisrael. So the first part of the bracha in the Gemara is also very interesting. But I want to stress particularly the last part of the Gemara. My chover huma ish mashis. What does that mean? He's a buddy of a destructive person. The man who's nene from olam hazeh without a bracha. What does that mean? He's a buddy of a ish mashis, a destructive person. Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, chover huma yeravam ben nevot. An amazing Gemara. Chover huma yeravam ben nevot. Shehiskis Yisrael Ma'avim Shebashamayim. Yeravam ben Nevat brought idolatry. He brought Avodah Zorah into Klal Yisrael. the Gemara compares a person who's nena mi olam hazeh without a bracha to Yeravam ben Nevat. It's wild. I can understand it's an Avera, but to Yeravam ben Nevat, a person who brought idolatry into Kal Yisrael, what in the world is the comparison? There's a very strange Rashi here, very hard to understand what Rashi says. Rashi mentions the Yeravam ben Nevat shechoto vehecheti es Yisrael kahu chote umachti. Never understood the Rashi. Yeravam ben Nevat not only sinned, but he caused Kal Yisrael to sin. He was a chote. So a person who eats or drinks without a bracha, it's not only that he's doing an Avera, but he sets a bad example for other people, and they also can follow his example, and they also have an Avera. What in the world is Rashi saying? If so, any person who does any Avera should be placed in the same category as Yeravam ben Nevat. Any Avera that a person does, and if he does it consistently, people will be noticing what he's doing or what he's not doing, and they'll do the same thing. So he's also a machti as a rabbi. So he's like Yeravam ben Nevat, chote u'machti. Never understood the Rashi. So I wanted to suggest another pshat in the Gemara. Do you know why the person who's nena the olam hazeh without a bracha, do you know why he's a buddy of Yeravam ben Nevat? Because Yeravam ben Nevat brought Avodah Zorah into Kal Yisrael. What is Avodah Zorah? It's the worship of another deity, chas v'shalom, besides Hashem. There's another God in the world. There's another boss of the world. That's Avodah Zorah. In a person who eats without a bracha, we just said the last few minutes that the whole idea of a bracha is to reinforce within us the awareness that the world belongs to Hashem. Ha'oras nosan livnei adam, after the bracha. Before the bracha, Hashem ha'oras amamo. It's not our world, it's His world. So the person who eats without a bracha, he is a buddy, a twin brother of Yeravam ben Nevat. Exactly, he's doing the same thing. You think that the Iker Avera of Avodah Zorah is bowing down to sticks and stones? That's not the essence of Avodah Zorah. That's a stupid manifestation of Avodah Zorah. The essence of Avodah Zorah is the false belief that a man has in his heart and his mind that the air of the world doesn't belong to Hashem. There's a different God who runs the world, Chas v'Shalom. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara said that the person who is nena mi olam hazeh without a bracha, he's an ish ach kover hu ish mashris. He destroys the whole fabric of civilization. There's a Gevaltike Karakemach, the Karakemach, a Sefer in Ashkocha, written by Rabbeinu Bechai, from the Gedolei Rishonim. And he mentioned that this Ashkocha that we're expressing now, it opened Psukim in the Chumash. Relating to a mitzvah that's very close to all of us. Benching. Listen to the psukim. The Karakemach mentions that a person who eats without a bracha forgets that a Kodesh Baruch Hu exists. That's Yeravam ben Nevat. He wanted to impress Kal, he wanted to cause Kal Yisrael to forget that there's a God in the world. to forget Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was Yerovam ben Nevat with his Avodah Zorah. Listen to the psukim. He shomer lecha pen tishkach es Hashem Elokecha pen tochal v'sovoto. Sorry, we'll start one pasuk earlier. It says v'yachalto v'sovoto uveirachto es Hashem Elokecha amoras hatova shenosan loch. The mitzvah benching v'yachalto v'sovoto uveirachto es Hashem Elokecha. The next pasuk says, "He shomer lecha pen tishkach es Hashem Elokecha." Be careful not to forget Hashem. Rabbeinu Bechai says, "You see in the pasuk, a person who eats without a bracha forgets that it's a borei olam who owns the world." The Gevaltik Raya that he brings from the Chumash, where you see this hashkafas so obviously presented to us in the Chumash. The Rambam said, that we read before about brachas, that the bracha is aimed not only at reminding us of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but also to inculcate within us a Yirah Shamayim, to have a Yirah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Rambam is reflected in the Mora Nevuchim. Let me remind you how the Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim starts out with the Rambam quote, with the Ramah quoting in detail a Rambam in Perek in Chaimed Gimel of the Mora Nevuchim. Shavisi Hashem Negdi Somni. A person thinks of this pasuk. Miyad yagia elav hayira hachnob mepachar Hashem yisbara uboshto mimenu tomi. A person just thinks that he's in the presence of Hashem, the shavisi Hashem lenegdi tzomi. It automatically should serve to imbue us, inspire us, and inculcate within us Yirah Shamayim, that we're standing in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how a bracha is supposed to inculcate us, to have Yirah Shamayim. That's why the Rambam says about brachas, not only to remind us of Hashem, but to instill within our hearts and souls the Yirah Shamayim. It reminds me of what the Mesilas Yeshorim says about Yirah Shamayim. In Perek Yutes, the Mesilas Yeshorim says that a person can inculcate within himself Yirah Shamayim by reviewing three basic hashkafas, three basic thoughts. Number one, that we are always in the presence of Hashem. Number two, the omnipotence and the greatness, the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaOlam. And number three, the relative insignificance, and even that's too much of a word, how we're nothing times nothing in comparison to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. These three thoughts can imbue a person with Yirah Shamayim. I once made an interesting observation. The nusach of every bracha that we say inculcates these three thoughts within us. The word Baruch means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all blessing in the world. That we're totally dependent upon Him for every breath of air that we breathe. We're totally dependent upon Him. He's Baruch, he's the mocker of bracha. That certainly impresses us with our insignificance. We can't do anything without him. And anything we do from the slightest breath of air is only because of his blessing. The word Atah is in the second person. There would be nothing wrong if we would say, Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. We should address the Hashem in the third person. In certain languages, we address an older person, more learned person, in the third person. We shouldn't do that to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is he, our buddy? Baruch Atah? What do you mean Atah? The Chazal were misakin that mushroom in the bracha, but the Eibishter was willing to humble himself. That's what they teach us. And he permits us to call him in the second person to impress upon us that he's always with us. It's hard to think of an invisible deity that he's always with us, wherever we are, every moment of our life. So to help us, they were masaking the nusach of a bracha, the second person, Baruch Atah. You say you when you're talking, funny, no funny, to somebody face to face, you address them in the second person. And then we say the name of Hashem, which refers to his greatness and his omnipotence and his eternity. So it's very interesting. According to the Mesilas Yesharim, every bracha that we say, every bracha that we say, if we say the bracha with the simplest kavana, we're not talking about kavanas of the Arizal, we say the bracha with the simplest kavana of just understanding every word that we say as we say it, it's an injection a whole day long, according to the Mesilas Yesharim, of Yerushalayim. Every bracha that we say reflects these three hashkafas that the Mesilas Yesharim mentions, inculcates within a person Yerushalayim. The fact that Hashem is omnipotent, that he's eternal, the fact that he's in our presence, we are in his presence, I should say, and the fact that we're totally dependent upon him. So I wanted to say that's what the Rambam means in Hilchos Brachos when he said that the Chazal were misaking brachos, that we should remember Hashem and we should have a fear of him. It always fascinated me that the source of saying 100 brachas a day, you know there is a mitzvah to say 100 brachas a day, it's mentioned in Menachos, Mem Gimel. Fascinating insight. Atah Yisrael, in Akim, Atah Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Mincha, Ki'im Le'yiras Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara in Menachos darshins this pasuk, Atah Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Mincha. What does Hashem ask of you? The Gemara says, Al Tikre Mo Elomeo. Mayo Hashem Elokecho asks us to say 100 brachas a day. So in the pasuk in the Chumash, which is the makor for saying brachas a whole day long, it goes on to say, Atah Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecho Shol Mincha, Ki'im Le'yiro Es Hashem Elokecho. says so right in the Chumash. The Eibishter is asking us to say 100 brachas that we should have Yirei Shamayim. What's the connection? Now we understand the connection, because every bracha, the nusach of every bracha, inculcates within a person Yirei Shamayim. In Simen Hay of the Orach Chaim, there's a Simen Kavonas HaBrachas. The Mechaber speaks about having Kavona for every bracha that we say. And let me just share with you a line or two of the Mishneh Berurah. V'lo yaseh adam ke'adam oseh dover v'minhag. Don't be like a person who says things just out of hope, rote, and habit. Motzi devorim v'pi, v'li hegyonei, just spitting out the words from between his teeth with his tongue, without thinking. Al dover zech hora af Hashem b'yamo. We read in the Novi Yeshayahu that the Hashem was very upset with Kal Yisrael for not having kavona when they praised him. Sholach mona biyad Yeshayo anovi v'yomar yan ki niga sha'om hazeh b'pi u'bisvosov kidumi, because they have come close to me with their mouth, they're giving me lip service, they're honoring me with their lips, v'libo richach mimeni, but their hearts are miles away. The words come out of the lips easily without thinking, out of habit, but the heart and the cup is miles away. And how does the pasuk end? Tehi yirosom osi mitzvas anoshim min umuda. To the Baltic Raya, a reverse Raya. The Novi castigates Klal Yisrael for saying brachas without kavanah. And therefore, he says, the Yirei Shamayim is just a formality, is just a habit. The Yirei Shamayim, chas v'shalom, becomes superficial. Tehi yirosom mitzvos anoshim mimumoto. So we see, interestingly, from the pasuk in Yeshayahu, it's Perek Chof Tes, if you want to see it inside, and from the pasuk in the Chumash, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shom Mimcha, we see clearly how brachas are completely involved and intertwined and connected with Yirei Shamayim. It would be a tremendous help for us to prepare for the Yemei Hadin, to be mechazek our Yirei Shamayim, to be mechazek ourselves in brachas that we say a whole day long. Constant injections of Yirei Shamayim a person can receive just by saying a bracha with kavana. I want to conclude with a Medrash Tanchuma at the end of Parsha Zosa Bracha. The Medrash tells us that tzaddikim, even when they have died, are considered to be living. And Rishoyim, even when they are alive, are considered to be dead. The Nusach of the Medrash is very interesting. It says in the Pasuk, Al Pishnayim Eidim, O Shmosho Eidim, Yumas Hames. Talking about somebody getting the death sentence, and they call him a mace. Yesh Mesh, Shehu Chayav Misa, Acheres. What do? Put him to death twice? You put him to death twice? El Rosha b'chayav choshuv kameis. Why? B'nei sheroa chamas orachas. He sees the rising sun. The Eino Mavorech Yotzeor. Shokas, he sees the sun setting. Eino Mavorech Mariv Arofi. Ochel v'shosa, he eats and he drinks. Eino Mavorech Omer, without saying a bracha. Abu Sadikim, Mavorchim are called dover v'dover she'ochlin v'shosin she'roin v'shomin. The tzaddikim say brachas on what they eat and drink, on what they see and what they hear. Not only while they're living, but even after they pass away. It's a fascinating midrash, which defines for us that living life, living is living a life where there's a recognition of the presence and greatness of Hashem in the world. Without the splitting the Yamsi and the Makos, just by the rising and setting of the sun, and by enjoying the fruits that Hashem has provided for us in the world to enable us to live. That's called living. And the person who exists without an awareness that there's Hashem who raises the sun in the morning and sets the sun at night, that there's Hashem who exists who gives us all that we eat. The person who lives without an awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's not living, he is dead. The tragedy is he doesn't realize that he's not living. Living is to live on earth with, in companionship with Melech Machayim Lochim, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the type of life for which we pray to Hashem that we should be zoiche and blessed with on the forthcoming Yemei Hadin, Ashnas Chaim Ubracha.